Hey everyone, welcome to episode 21 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is very exciting as it is an interview with Ben Burrell. Ben has been through Student Radio and was the first winner of Demo Factor at the Student Radio Conference. This is very exciting to have spoken to Ben as he is now a presenter at Absolute Radio. Let's get into the interview and hear more from Ben about his time in Student Radio and how it has helped get him into the radio industry. So I'm here with Ben Burrell. So Ben, I understand you're a presenter at Absolute Radio. What does a typical day look like for you working at Absolute Radio?
Well, it's different now. I mean, if you'd asked me this at the start of the year, it would be a lot more interesting than me going from my kitchen to my bedroom and then sitting and waiting to do the show. But let's say before all this happened, a typical day would be getting into London, because there's a bit of a commute whenever you work in London, getting into London and going to a coffee shop first thing around about 10 o'clock in the morning and just sort of planning the show, for want of a better phrase, and then spending an hour doing other stuff and then coming back to the plan of the show around about midday, and I'm on air at 1 o'clock. So a little bit of planning and then on air at 1 till 4.
So Ben, tell us a bit about your radio career and how you got to where you are today working at Absolute Radio.
Started in student radio, obviously. That's the best way to start. And then I left in 2008 because I'm so old. And then, so straight away, kind of, I started a job at an internet radio station. But it wasn't like other internet radio stations. It wasn't just some guy in his room. It was like a proper setup. They had their own offices and like really nice studios. And it was a little bit ahead of its time in that it was kind of doing different stations for different genres of music and different times and stuff. So I worked there until it kind of came to an end about a year later. And they bought an FM license in Southampton at the very end of their existence when they sort of ran out of money. And then we sort of moved over to the FM license in Southampton, did that for a year. Then that got taken over by a bigger radio group called Celador. And it became a station called The Breeze. And they pretty much sacked everyone on day one. And me and like two other people survived. So there's a lot of that in this story. So I did that for like 3 years, and that was a really interesting experience. And then I moved up to Birmingham and worked at a radio station called Free for 3 years. And then eventually got the job at Absolute, sort of out of the blue. So yeah, I've worked at kind of every level, from student to internet, to local, to regional, to national. Yeah, that's it, pretty much. Lots of different stations.
Where would you say your interest in radio began?
My going to one of the taster days at university where I went to Portsmouth, and just seeing that they had a student radio station and just thinking that sounds like the most fun ever. And it was in that kind of like period of Radio One where Radio One was just starting to become like a bit of a thing again after that slightly weird kind of 90s phase, where like Moyles and Scott Mills were doing the big shows, and it was really exciting, and like radio was exciting at that point. It still is, but you know, it was kind of a different thing to what it was a couple of years beforehand at that point. So yeah, even before starting university, I really started to get excited about it, and that only grew during university and with the SRA and the events like that.
How has student radio helped you get to where you are today?
Oh, well, a lot is the answer to that. Although in a slightly different way to most, I guess, because I didn't do too many SRA things in my first couple of years at uni. It was only my final year I kind of really got involved with going to events and entering competitions and stuff. So it helped a little bit in my final year of university. But do you know what? This is so weird. It's helped more being in the industry and going to SRA events as a person in the industry and meeting people like bosses and stuff. I think I met my current boss Paul at an SRA event for the first time, even though I was an industry member. So yeah, it's helped loads. It makes it sound like I just go to SRA events to further my career. I don't. I want to make that clear. But yeah, it's helped immeasurably, I'd say, the SRA.
So you mentioned you went to some SRA events in your third year. What would you say is one of your best memories from attending a Student Radio Association event?
We went to a Radiohead One, a Radio One One Big Weekend in Kent, I think it was. And we got like backstage passes and they really treated us. And we did a masterclass with Andy Parfitt, who was head of Radio 1 at the time. And it was amazing to kind of, one, go to a big radio event and just to see what radio on that level was like and how seriously they treated it. But it was also amazing to be there and go backstage just to be kind of, it sounds a little bit cheesy, but to be inspired by what they were doing and to meet some of the DJs and to watch how they kind of went about their jobs. It was amazing to see. That was really inspiring. And I encourage anyone to go to SRA events, big and small, because usually you go there and you meet people that are quite inspiring and give you that kind of passion to do radio. And yeah, that masterclass and that 1 week weekend in Kent was definitely that.
So I understand when you're in student radio, you attended the student radio conference and won at the first ever Demo Idol, now known as Demo Factor, in 2008. How does it feel to have won the first ever edition of this event? And would you say this achievement has helped you in your radio career?
Yeah, it feels great. I'm quite proud of it. Trouble is nowadays, it's a thing nowadays. It's a proper show. And there's like pyrotechnics involved. Back then, it was just Chris North and Rob Watson in a little shabby room in Bath University, and a CD player. I used to play on CDs, so it's changed now. But I'm still really proud of it, and it did a lot for me. It really it helped me out, and it's helped my radio career loads. It kind of introduced me to my now agent. That's the first time I met Chris North, who now represents me. And yeah, I entered that room at Bath University thinking I'd quite like to do this for a career. And I left the room thinking maybe I can do this for a career. It was, it was a confidence boost, to say the least.
Would you say it sort of helped you get into the radio industry? Because I've spoken to someone from my podcast called Alex West, and he got a golden buzzer this year at Demo Factor. And now he's going to have a like one-off show at Absolute Radio. So would you say Demo Factor's helped you in that way?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. I think it kind of gave me those introductions that I might not have had otherwise, especially of Chris North. Yeah, it's a bit of a fast track, I guess. And yeah, it definitely was a fast track for me, Demo Factor.
So you've been the host of Demo Factor at the Student Radio Conference since 2017. What is your favourite part of this role, and what does your role include as presenter of Demo Factor?
The role includes me, I guess, I sort of see it as acting as the bridge between judges and students, because you know, sometimes the judges are a little bit frosty. They don't mean to be, but sometimes they are. So I kind of see myself as trying to be on the side of the students a little bit, and keeping the order, because the judges can just get out of hand sometimes, bless them. So yeah, I'm there to kind of police the whole thing. And what was the first part of your question?
What is your favourite part of this role?
Oh, favourite part is definitely hearing the demos. Again, it's quite inspiring to hear exciting young people coming through. I mean, you mentioned Alex there, who had a very good Demo Factor, and Molly as well. Those were the two that's kind of stand out for me that from this year's Demo Factor. But hearing those demos is exciting. It's exciting to know your industry has, one, got good people coming through, and two, is in safe hands with loads of talented people wanting to get involved with radio. So yeah, I always leave those nights excited and quite passionate about the medium, because it's in good hands.
Have you had, would you say, like a favourite year that you've hosted from 2017 onwards?
I think this year was really good in terms of the demos. I think this was one of the best years for demos, even though Demo Factor for me this year was in my kitchen via Zoom. But the first year I did at Leicester was really good. I remember that being good. I've not had a year where I thought, oh God, those demos were awful, or it was a bad show. The demos have been consistently good. And what is nice as well is that every year I've done it, and from my point of view, the demos have got better in terms of quality. And especially this year and last year, I can't remember hearing too many demos where you thought, this is not good at all. So I think we've got to that stage with it now where the quality has kind of improved over years and years of feedback, which is great to see. And it's great to see that the competition is actually working and doing its job.
So how was it this year? Because you obviously presenting from home due to the current situation with the pandemic.
It was good. It was a slightly different environment. I think it changed the kind of tone of it a little bit, because obviously not there wasn't as much adrenaline pumping. So it was a slightly different experience. That's a little bit more constructive, not the right word, but a little bit more detailed maybe, because they were sat in their houses listening to demos rather than it being on a stage and there being a group of people in front of you. So I think it actually probably worked a little bit better as a format, but obviously just nowhere near exciting.
Do you have any tips for people if they want to be a radio presenter or if they're in student radio now presenting?
Yes, go for it. Do it. It's an amazing industry to work in. If you are, there's loads of advice I'll give you about demos, but maybe that's for a different chat. But yeah, just go for it and don't be afraid to give it a go. And my biggest, most important thing to stress is that if you want to do this for a career, which you should do because it is a great career, make sure you're thinking about the long game. Don't leave university and then feel like you've failed because you haven't walked into Radio 1 after 6 months. I mean, if you want to do this as a career, it's like a 40-year thing. So play the long game. Don't kind of feel like you have to have it all done and sewn up within 18 months. Play the long game and make sure you are playing the long game. I think I'm testament to that because I always wanted to work at Absolute, and I remember sending an email in like 2007, I think, 2006 maybe. I didn't start working there till 2016. Now, obviously, I didn't spend 10 years kind of talking to them or demoing or anything like that. But that is proof that if you want to go somewhere, then try and go for it and obviously aim to go for it. But don't be afraid if it's taking a long time. Play the long game. That's my favorite phrase, but it's true.
So as a winner of Demo Factor and having listened to lots of demos from hosting the show, what advice would you give to future students submitting demos?
Oh, so much. There's the classics, isn't there? Don't start with a jingle. If you start with a jingle, you will upset so many people. Don't start with a jingle. Start with your best link, whatever you think is your greatest link. That can be a quick little kind of brilliant link with a really funny punchline in it, or it can be, you know, a 30 second clip of an interview with someone and you're having a really good time. Whatever it is, as long as it's your best thing, put it at the start of the demo. Open with that. And also, a couple of people did this year actually, don't do that thing where it's kind of like a comedy start, where at the start of a demo you're saying hi to the program controller you're sending it to, or the judges if it's a Demo Factor demo. Just put your link in at the start and nothing else. And then I always say go for a little bit of variety, maybe show what you can do. So if your opening link is a Crunchroom roll that's really good and there's some funny stuff in there, then maybe make your second link a link about, you know, mental health or an interview or a bit of music knowledge, and then do something different in the third link. And then maybe, and I always used to do, is save your final bit of your demo for something a little bit different, where maybe you're trying to do something not experimental. I don't mean, you know, something avant-garde or anything like that, but something a little bit different. Maybe put that at the end, something that you know you're doing that no one else is, maybe as a kind of like final little alternative. But yeah, there's loads and loads of tips and stuff on demo. If you Google demo tips, you'll find a wealth of stuff, but just don't make the obvious mistakes because it puts you on a bad start with any PC.
And finally, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio that are interested in a career in the radio industry?
If you are interested, then go for it. As I say, it's an amazing industry to work in. I mean, you are paid every day to be creative, essentially. And that is amazing. And also that there's an immediacy to it that you don't get elsewhere. I mean, I've got friends that work in TV and friends that work in theatre that, you know, are paid to be creative. But the trouble is they have an idea and then like 2 years down the line, it's on TV, or 2 years down the line, it's in a theater. But with radio, you can have an idea in the morning. Like I was saying earlier, you know, I will go to a coffee shop near work at 10 a.m. and think of some ideas, and that can be on the air at 1 o'clock. And there's an immediacy about that that is amazing. So go for it. If you want to be in radio, do it. It is amazing. You won't regret it. I promise.
Well, thank you, Ben, for talking to me for the podcast. It's been amazing to get all your advice and tips and just hear the amazing journey you've been on, from entering things at student radio events to help get to where you are today.
Thank you. I hope I haven't been too boring.
Thank you, Ben, for taking the time to talk to me for this podcast and giving your expertise on all things student radio and the radio industry. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!